chapter 14. The sun beat down on the soldiers of Kattir as they stood in serried ranks upon the parade ground. Each creature stood stiff as a ramrod, and all wore every available piece of equipment, including heavy spears, shields and full packs, stuffed with rocks strapped to their backs. Blacktooth licked a drop of sweat that rolled past his lip. He muttered to Split Nose.
What's all this about? It was the gloom who lost the battle, not us. As far as I can see, we didn't do too badly against those river wallopers and tree jumpers.
Splitnose twitched his eyelid against an inquisitive fly.
You're right there, Blackie. Sometimes I think I'd like to pack in all this soldiering lark at Kattir.
Behind them in the next rank, Brog could not resist a titter.
Hee, just you try it, Stoked. Where would you go on your own, eh? Nah, she'd have you dragged back and made an example of.
Scrat, in the rank behind Brog, agreed.
Yeah, you're right there, Brog. But there's not many would pass up a chance of sliding off from here and starting up somewhere else. Perhaps you might form a little group sometime and try it.
Blacktooth was sceptical.
Oh, yes. Let me tell you something, Scrat. That'd be worse than going off on your own. It'd be mutiny or mass desertion. And you know how Tsarmina would punish that little lot.
Scrat knew only too well.
Death!
Blacktooth chuckled humorlessly.
Right. Deader than a fallen log. Ha! You'd be glad to be so when she finished with you, bucko.
Clud's heavy voice bellowed out across the parade ground.
Silence in the ranks! No talking back there!
Scrap muttered under his breath.
Oh, dry up, slobby chops. You weren't even out in the forest when we had to fight. No, he was back here with his nightie on, snoring like a dead dog.
Splitnose sniggered.
I won't tell you again! I said silence in the ranks!
From the rear of the army, a complaining voice called out.
I reckon we've been stood here nearly 2 hours now. What for?
Other voices began complaining before Clud could silence them.
Aye, and why the full uniform and rock backs? Are we supposed to roast alive?
Pretty daft, if you ask me. I'm only a storeroom guard.
Tsarmina prowled silently out of the main door onto the sunlit parade ground. An immediate deafening silence fell over all. She signalled to Clud. The captain of the guard bellowed to the sweating troops.
Tribute to the Queen, followed by 12 circuits of the square of the double. Begin!
With a loud shout, ferrets, stoats and weasels roared in unison.
Tsarmina, Queen of Moslar, Slayer of enemies, Lady of a thousand eyes, Conqueror of all creatures, ruler of Kattir, daughter of Lord Green Eyes.
Breaking off, they commenced running in a swift trot around the parade ground, paws punished by the harsh gravel, muscles aching with the strain of the heavy packs and cumbersome weapons. Tsarmina watched impassively, remarking to Ashleg,
Daughter of Lord Green Eyes? Who said that was to be kept among my list of titles?
Behind her back, Ashleg looked at Fortunata and shrugged. The Wildcat Queen stared fixedly ahead as her troops lumbered by on their second circuit.
Well, I'm still waiting for an answer. Who said that my troops should be shouting about my dead father instead of me? Am I not capable of ruling Kattir alone?
Fortunata got in ahead of Ashleg.
There has never been a more capable ruler than you, milady. On my oath as a healer, it was not I who arranged your title list.
Tsarmina rubbed her injured paw thoughtfully. Behind her, Ashleg's wooden limb made nervous little shifting noises.
What have you got to say for yourself, Martin?
Your Majesty, I thought that...
Tsarmina's snarl overrode Ashleg's nervous mutterings.
Thought? Who gave you permission to think? Get out on that parade ground this instant!
The unhappy Ashleg stumped out, knowing it was useless to plead or argue. Tsarmina halted the march on its next circuit. They ground to a halt in front of the Martin. She called out to Clud.
Keep Ashleg in front of the army. First rank, point your spears at that Martin. All of you, remember this. I am no longer called Daughter of Lord Green Eyes. That title is dead. It will be replaced by the name Tsarmina the Magnificent.
At a wave of Clud's spear, the army chanted aloud.
Tsarmina the Magnificent!
Ashleg looked round nervously. He was standing out in front of a rank of gleaming spear points, all pointed at his body. The Martin gathered his cloak up, knowing the cruel command that was imminent. Samina's snarl cut across his thoughts.
At the double! Carry on!
Fortunata stood to one side, knowing that a careless word could have placed her alongside the hapless Martin. Ashleigh tried not to think. Desperately, he dragged himself along in a frantic hop-come-hobble in front of the lethal spears. Madly, he tried to gain a little ground, only to realise that he was hard put to keep what lead he had from the relentlessly double-marching soldiers. Samina laughed mockingly, and she dug Fortunata in the ribs.
Thumpety-clumpy fox! How long do you reckon he'll last?
Not long at that rate, milady. Look at him trying to keep ahead of those spears. Ashleigh mightn't be too bright, but at least he's obedient and loyal.
Samina sighed moodily. Her fun had been spoiled.
You're right, I suppose. Tell Clud to call a halt.
Fortunata waved a signal to the stolid weasel captain. Clud halted the troops at the very moment Ashleigh fell, face forward on the gravel. His tortured body unable to travel another pace, he was sobbing pitifully for breath. Samina prowled purposefully out in front of the ranks, ignoring Ashleigh, who was dragging himself painfully toward the indoor coolness of the entrance hall. The Wildcat Queen faced a command as they stood in the gravel dust with heaving chests.
Look at you! See how you have grown fat and lazy! Slugs! Worms! As from today, all of this will change. Believe me, or die. Mice! Two silly little mice have escaped my prison. Together with a rabble of woodlanders, they have made fools of you all.
Nervous paws crunched the gravel as Samina's fury and scorn lashed them.
I'll take revenge for the insult to my majesty. Mossflower will be drenched in the blood of any creature who will not obey me, whether it be a woodlander or a soldier of Katir.
Fortunata shuddered inwardly at the mad light that shone in Sarmina's eyes as her voice rose in the sunlit stillness.
Clud, Ashleigh, Fortunata, you will split the army four ways. Take a group each. I will stay here to guard Katir with the remainder. You will go into the forest and hunt out every last woodlander. Take them prisoners. Any that resist, kill. Katir will grow strong again with prisoners to serve it. We will enslave them. The flatlands to the west will be cultivated and farmed. My father was too soft with those creatures. They took advantage of his good nature in letting them live outside the walls in a settlement. That's what encouraged them to desert. Too much freedom. Well, I'll tell you all right now, no more settlements. It'll be the cells for them this time. Separate cells. Punishments. That's what they'll be here for. We will hold their young as hostages. To stop any uprising, they will toil from dawn to dusk or their families will starve. Go now and remember, this time there will be no failure.
There was a hurried clanking and stamping from the already armoured and kitted troops. Orders were called amid wheeling and marching. In a short time, Samina stood alone on the empty parade ground, staring at a single fallen spear. Whoever had dropped it would be far too scared to come back and retrieve it. She stooped and picked up the weapon as something whooshed by close overhead. Argilor! As big and powerful as she was, Samina did not wait around to challenge the eagle. Taking a swift run, she vaulted through a ground floor window, using the spear shaft as a pole. Peering out, she saw Argilor circle away to his perch, well out of arrow range. The Wildcat Queen was glad that none had witnessed her retreat.